Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Scuba Steve from Australia. When I'm not wrangling koalas, kangaroos, crocodiles and snakes, I listen to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I dove with sharks and sailed with a friend. I'm gonna go back again and again. I was living it up down under.
Now here's my close personal friend.
I was living it up.
Greg the Dive Bastard.
Down under.
Oh, sorry, Greg the Dive Master. Beta.
Perfect.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't think it was perfect, but it was acceptable in Australia. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And yeah, I did spend some quality time in Australia, New Zealand. And jumped in the mud baths of New Zealand. Just don't wash your trunks with other laundry when you get back. If you do go partake in that activity, which is, by the way, is one of the top tourist things to do on a surface interval in New Zealand.
By the way, crazy.
Okay, crazy. Casey the Tobacco Nut has a question, and I will give him the floor.
Yeah, warm water. You have the urge to eliminate fluid.
Yes, we're going to discuss that on the show today, actually.
So when you jump into a mud pit with all these other tourists, could there possibly a lot of them eliminating fluids?
I hope not. They have
that
toilets.
That doesn't drain away as quick.
Well, they have toilets right before you get in the thing, so ideally. What do you mean it doesn't mean anything?
You can go to the toilet just before you jump in 85-degree water, but you might still might go, ooh.
Still might go poo. Is that what he said?
He said ooh.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
thank God.
Greg, listen.
Well, you know, I guess you could still poo in it because it's still brown.
You're not going to know the difference. Yeah.
It would be a slightly different shade of gray.
Might be part of that stench you're smelling.
Uh-huh. And you're used to swimming in pool or at least, you know, having it rubbed all over your body.
Might need to put all those clothes in the bucket. Pouring a bottle of
you guys,
eliminator.
This is just wishful thinking on your part there, Casey. You guys have this fetish about bathing and urine and people's excrement, I guess. I don't know. But that's
actually
not what it's all about. It's volcanic ash, very fine. You know, but
sulfur.
It can get into your pores. It's so fine. And then it has a little bit of a stain. You know, you say sulfur, Barry, and there's a little bit of sulfur, but it's not, it's a different kind of, like, let me just check. I don't know how to describe it. It's not really sulfur. It's more of a musty kind of earthy kind of smell. It's not totally
being in
it's not totally unpleasant.
Like farming smell.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like you go to a horse farm, you have that I call it that earthy smell.
Yeah, it's hard to describe. It's not like rotten eggs, which is,
it's like badger musk.
Yeah. That's what you would think. You'd think sulfur, it's going to be like rotten eggs, right?
Yeah, because you
but
said
it's not like that. It's a different kind of thing. You could think it was like a musk kind of thing that the guys might put on, you know, to make themselves, to cover the stank. But it's a different kind of smell. So it's not totally hideous. Let me just put it out that way. But look, we are going to talk about a problem or an issue that we've discussed before, but I want to bring it up on the show today because Divers Alert Network put out an article about urinating in your wetsuit. You know, there's two types of divers, people that do it and people that lie about doing it. So
you don't lie about it, Greg.
Well, I am in that camp. Jerry has said this before that he never does that when he's diving.
In the 30 years of me diving, I have never peed in my wetsuit.
See, and I'm like that too, you know, and the thing is I don't lie about it. I don't do it for the pure reason of I've seen too many situations on a dive boat where somebody did, and it was very obvious when they come up out of the water and they had not cleared out their wetsuit well, And then when they get up on the dive boat and they open up their wetsuit and it floods all over the deck, they're like, whoa, I'll take that musky, mud bath smell anytime over
coffee and asparagus for breakfast.
Yeah. What the hell? And I don't want to be that diver guy. So that's my motivation for not doing it, because I don't want to mess up my wetsuit. I don't want to, make it so you got to clean it or make sure it's perfectly flushed out and stuff. But a lot of people do let it flow, and my advice is whatever you do before you get back on the boat, make sure have flushed out your wetsuit super good, and don't be that diver, because people are going to notice whether you think they are or not. And it's pretty funky when they do realize somebody has done that. And they're like, and then the kicker is like, he's in a rental? Oh, God. So that's a whole other.
So that's one reason why I do not do rental wetsuits.
Anyway, I
had some 90 degrees that day.
Yeah. But here's the flip side.
Done, but I threw them in a bin and forgot about it.
Yeah, but here's the flip side to this in this article from Divers Alert Network. They say if you hold it and you be like Jerry the Diver Guy, you are potentially holding, setting yourself up for some potential problems.
UTI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TMI. UTI.
No, UTI.
Yeah,
TMI.
Same thing. Hey. Huh? What?
I've no problem being in my wetsuit.
Well, never dive behind you.
I'll drink extra water or Gatorade just so I could warm up later on.
Okay. You mean just so you can load up? You mean fluids?
Warm up.
Warm up.
If
it's a cold water dive.
Oh, right.
If it's a cold water dive, you need the heater. I don't have an electric rash.
But have a urincline.
That's right. So it works. But it clears out before you come out of the boat. And the boats have a shower.
Depends on how well you flushed it out and how tight your wetsuit fits.
Well, my wetsuit isn't very tight, number one. Yeah. And number two, I could feel the water flushing.
Don't let number two into this conversation. No,
that's a whole different story. That's never going to happen. I'll hold that in.
Right.
But here's the thing. I'm hardly ever diving in wetsuits anymore anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you would be more
in
like
shorts. I have no problem.
Oh, wait a minute. So you do let it go when you're not wearing a wetsuit.
But there's no neoprene there.
Right.
When you say wetsuit, that's a different thing. When you say trunks, that's a different thing.
So when Jerry the Diver Guy is freeballing on a dive, whatever you do, don't ever dive behind him.
Behind him.
Or down current from Jerry the Diver Guy.
It's completely different.
Yeah, Casey.
That might be why, Bigfoot did a free reach around.
Okay, that was something that wasn't necessarily to discuss. But by the way, just when it comes to gay Bigfoot, I mentioned this last week. He was giving it a go for stand-up comedy. I got more wind of that. There's a new comedy club in the Pacific Northwest called Chuckles Dive Bar. I kid you not. And we're going to check in with that at some point here soon. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.